bless you, church. Greetings to New York and PA and all our friends that are tuned in. I greet you this morning. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Our gracious Lord, we thank you, Lord, to be alive this morning and to have activity in our limbs, Lord, and a promise in our heart, Lord, that we are going out of here. Father, we thank you for all the mighty revelations that you have poured out, and may you bless the reading of the word, bless it back to the believers' hearts, and bless all our friends that are tuned in. Now may you strengthen my body to say a few words to the people for this last service before the great convention. We pray Almighty God and ask the blessing in Jesus' name. For his sake, amen. Would you open your Bibles to, I'll just read it quickly because it's only one scripture. Genesis 18:14. Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. You may be seated. Well, church, I want to quickly speak to you. This has been a very trying a week for me, more than a week, actually. And I was expecting to be healed or looking to be healed, and if it's God's will. And then I thought maybe I would climax all that has been going on since April the 4th. Well, really, March 21st, when we started playing the tapes. But doesn't seem to be God's will, and I had mind battles all week, didn't know what to do and how to do it and so forth. But anyway, God is good. So I just have to stay with it. And so this is the last service before Penn Harris. And I just pray that everybody here will be prepared and to a group will come out of this barley revelation and be ready to be wheat in the hot July sun in July. So, and we know that March, April, May, June, because of life from the promises of the original early bride has come back to us in the form of revelation from the Elohim series. And as you know, as I read to you before, because the wheat life, I read to you before how the wheat comes up in the fall, a stand comes up. And then it stands there and all through the winter, it lays, it is dormant. Nothing can happen. That's why, because the farmer does not go out and look at the wheat field in the wintertime. Neither does he do it in the springtime. He doesn't do it then either. But then in the spring comes the latter rain, and the latter rain doctrines coming back to you as rain. Where was thou, Job? And before, who God is and who you are and who Satan is, that's all out of rain. Yes, sir. And latter rain is supposed to come into the wheat in March, April, May, June. And they call it the food value. And all of it should be in by June. And then the wheat is matured. She's ready. But she's now ready. 1 Corinthians 2:6. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, meaning mature. No more babies. Amen. And all of the promises are in the bride. And then the wheat is still moist. And it's still moist. And as we know, July is the time for the hot sun of July. And also, we understand about February 28th, when the seven angels come, and then as they faded away, it turned into Christ, He made the Hoffman head of Christ, and then it stayed after the prophet's seven seal, seven thunder message. The cloud stayed sunlit for 28 minutes after. So we understand what that is. That's the dynamics to your mechanics. So I ask a question. Could that sunlit, could that be also the hot July sun? That's your question. So if it is, then it'll be Elohim returning in power in the time of life as dynamics to the mechanics. So Brother Norman, you can put this down. So I do want to greet everyone down in Puerto Rico and Fort Wayne and all around our church here, Massachusetts, upstate New York, and all around. So today's tape is from December 6, 1981, to know him from the beginning. Now, on page 7, I don't know how I'm even doing what I'm doing now. I just had a chance to put a few notes down. Page 7, 1, 2, 3, 4th paragraph. And so, to know him from the beginning, September 12, 1981, the Lord spoke to my heart the following three messages. I had no context. In the beginning was the Word, but from the beginning it was not so. He told me that one would be for the church. And so it was for the church. And then to know him from the beginning. And he told me that this one would identify the adoption season. So today we want to get in the last bit of food value for June. Amen. Now you know the three phases that the Lord gave me in May 1974. And he identified the second phase, a part of it, which was brotherly love, brotherly kindness, and he identified that in 74 in June, down in Georgia also. Then the second part, he identified it in September through November with the revelation of the seventh thunder revelation. And that was the holy decency, which is the blood. Amen. And the Holy Spirit followed the blood name, word, seed in every age to make sure it come forth. The same Holy Spirit is going to follow the blood today. The seventh thunder blood, which is your name, which is your life. You're going to follow that. And that's what the third phase is all about. Amen. So, amen. Yes. So you may be seated. So the third phase is place in Christ. Adoption time, Joseph perfection. Now, brotherly love, that was a working of the Holy Spirit. Holy decency has been a working of the Holy Spirit, and this is the 30th year. Now notice the three phases. And in 1992, I believe, May 6th, he spoke to me again and told me that my third phase would automatically, when we hit it, the third phase, it automatically connect into the prophet's third pull, the opening of the word, the mysteries revealed. Amen. So these first two revelations, working of the Holy Spirit, on the third phase, it will prove whether this is of God or not. Because it'll connect into the prophet's third pull, which is place in Christ, and because the vindication will be there. Now remember, when something is revealed, is also vindicated. And you find that quote on fourth seal. So Brother Branham, he revealed the seven seals, the mystery there, and what was under the seventh seal, three phases there, and seven thunders banging close together there. But it wasn't time because it was connected to the coming of the Lord. So therefore, then he went out with seven seals revealed, and that was his vindication. So therefore, when the word is revealed, that is the vindication. Well, if the seven thunders is revealed, that's the vindication. If Elohim is revealed, that's the vindication. So I feel that we have to come back to brotherly kindness, maybe seated, brotherly kindness and forgiveness to understand our requirement for the age. Then we can pick up page 304 in the fourth seal. And Brother Bram, a world falling apart, Shreveport. He said, just as every age met their requirement. Faith, virtue, knowledge, and so forth. Temperance, patience. So will this age hit their requirement. We want to hit it. Amen. So, you may be seated. So, I feel that we have to come back to brotherly kindness, forgiveness, and that's why the Holy Spirit left or hid, I should say, and if some have compassion and forgiveness in 1974. And we didn't pick it up until last year, because Brother Norman found it. It was hidden in a box of South African tapes. So the Lord hid it back for this season, because we have to pick it up. You got it now? So to understand our requirement for the age, then we can pick up page 304, fourth seal, wait till the seven thunders utter their voices to that group who can hand the word there. Notice then, the quote goes into the third phase, because third phase adoption time, spoken word bride, quote, it'll slice when you can hand the word, Elohim and so forth. It'll slice and cut. They can close the heavens. They can do this or do whatever they want to. So therefore, that is the third pull, friends. So, but we need a revelation of brotherly kindness and forgiveness and able to hook in and for them thunders to because utter their voices to you. And then you're going to be in a revival. So I'd like to take you down to Georgia again. We did it, I think, Wednesday, but everybody wasn't here. So I want the whole church to know what this is all about, so there'd be no excuses. So Brother Norman, would you take us down to Georgia and they can hear the excerpts again? Brother Norman.
See, and you'll see the sheep of God come screaming forth, praising God. Men down those intellectual powers and whatnot, their interpretations, man-made ideas. When the real David takes the stone of that rock of the revelation of Jesus Christ, when that David stands out there with that confession of what the seventh seal is, when did that happen? Here is when God comes down from heaven and thundered out the revelation. Down in Georgia. Holy Spirit said, we're laying back for you this morning.
Every promise to the bride of Jesus Christ, the name for Jesus died for every blood redeemed promise, and it's for you, the bride of Jesus Christ. Therefore, we have a charge, minister, to preach the word in season, out of season. Oh, what a charge to preach the word. Praise God. Now, believe this is the season when the people will stop running from the word and they'll fall upon the sword, and you put it in with love. Speak the truth in love. Not speak love is the truth, hallelujah. Just speak the truth in love. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, the Ten Commandments, the first four is our attitude toward God. And the next six is our attitude toward our neighbor.
Amen.
Amen. If you love your neighbor, you will tell your neighbor about God first.
Amen.
And as a minister, if I love my neighbor, that's you, I'll tell you that God don't want no idols before him. Amen.
Amen.
Because I love
you. I speak the truth about him first, but I speak it in love for you, so you know that. Amen. Praise God. So now we are exhorting one another to good works and provoking unto love. And I'm here to exhort you, praise God, the people to enjoy their blood-washed redeemed rights unto love and unity of the faith. But now watch here. There are many weak ones and those who don't understand God's will. And so therefore, there's a scripture here, and of some have compassion. Oh, what a revelation, brothers. There are weak ones. There are ignorant ones who don't have the same revelation that you have. And here is, now we're in the Word now. Back to the Word. Every word. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth forth from the mouth of God. Therefore, I'm not interested in what that brother believes. Does he believe in Malachi 4? That's the beginning there. Does he believe that? Well, it may be all this way and that way. That's all right. See? Temperance. Amen. Long suffering. Long suffering. Such a way out. Amen. Praise God. See? And I'm persuaded God's able to take care of his own now. See? Therefore, I feel that there's coming forth a true revelation on brotherly kindness that'll just sweep over us. Something will happen to us. Brother Ralph said on the throne of mercy and judgment, oh, what Jeffersonville, Indiana needs tonight, what the world needs tonight is thousands of lived voices.
Amen.
Did you hear what I said? A lived voice. Then the voice of God come down through Malachi 4 as a shout. And we were just supposed to walk around Jericho as it was. And he said, when I bid you to shout, shout. Maybe tonight we can begin to shout. Amen. The Holy Spirit anoint our mouths to shout the real message out. Not some interpretation, but what he said. Shout it out. But it takes a live voice first. You must live the word first. Add. Oh, my. And the devil's getting madder and madder as you add. And when you hit that brotherly kindness, oh, brother, I see him go out the door tonight. He said, don't let him add that, please, Philistine, please, demon. Don't let them add brotherly kindness, for we are gone. We are finished. If they ever get the revelation to forgive their brothers, we are finished. So they're getting close. They're getting close. They're laying wide. They're going to find a secret. It's laying in forgiveness. That's a condition that man's sins are forgiven on. Forgiveness of man. Praise God when you stand praying before you can receive the spoken word promises. Forgive your brother. Oh, my, if you don't forgive him, if you have an ought, you got a grievance, if you are right, he did something to you. You forgive him.
Amen.
Otherwise, your heavenly Father cannot forgive you in the bright age, in the word age. And the devil want to keep that away from you now, so you won't let, because nobody preached that now. Scare all around it. But I feel maybe tonight the secret is out. You talking about healing, the faith bank will sweep all over this place here. It'll blow off the camp up there. Amen. Praise God. What a revelation, and of some have compassion. But you don't understand, brother. He did the terriblest thing to me. Talked about me in a dirty way. Told lies on me. And of some have compassion. But you understand, I mean, he did this, he did that. Shimei kicked dirt on David. Should I cut that dog's head off? Let him alone. God has bid him to do it. Amen. What about David? He had Saul dead to right twice down there. Had his sword, the word of one could have chopped him in pieces. He was God's anointed. But here was another man that was God's anointed also. He didn't have the same revelation. But therefore, David had him. Brother, what a Pentecostal bait. Yes, I got a witness to chop your head off, devil. But David had compassion. Touch not God's anointed. Do his prophet no harm. Praise God. Oh, I feel good tonight. that God has sent forth that revelation like a thunder.
There it was.
By the thunder all down through. Brother Graham said, then it'll take a live voice. That's the thunder that shakes the devil. Can you imagine, brothers? Seven thunders in the bride living the word? Enlarge your minds now.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Swept down, I knew nothing about it. I don't remember even saying those words. I didn't even hear the tape again like that until January. I heard it going up to Canada and just heard it, just to hear it, but I never knew it. And then he revealed it to me on September the 20th and said the seven thunders or the seven voices of the seven church ages. Still didn't hear it again yet until I was getting ready to go to Beaumont. Hear the tape. And I heard, he says, now you shouldn't be afraid to go to Beaumont. You already preached it. Praise God, you talk about a faith going down to Beaumont. Brother, I knew exactly where I was standing. I had already preached it. God, so I'm trying to explain to you now. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? It'll be so humble and simple. You'll be trying to figure out like a great anointing. Thus saith the Lord, it'll be walking right by you. It'll be the word. The same word through Malachi 4 walked through us for 3 years. If you don't have the token there to examine it, it'll pass through. You won't know it. And so will it pass right through us again, and we'll be gone out of here shortly. It's the word revealed to whomsoever he will. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. How do you think I feel this morning? Knowing that God revealed it like a thunder. And there it was right there. And you talk about healings. The healings are ready. They're here now. They had to come. That's why you saw Sister Georgia, all them things happening. They have got to follow the thunder. It's the same life back on the earth again. It's here. Greater is he that is in you and he is in the world. Brother, we're here. What a revelation. Oh, my. Yes, sir. I'm persuaded God has sent forth that revelation like a thunder. My, just thunder all down through us. It's been happening to us ever since.
Well, church, there you are. Do you understand it? Did you catch what it said? Forgiveness first, then revelation of seven thunders. I'll say it again. Forgiveness, brotherly kindness first. In other words, brotherly kindness and forgiveness is the seventh age requirement. God will give you nothing unless you hit that requirement. Are you getting it now? So you can shout, you can do anything you want to do, but you ain't going to get nothing until you live that word first. Okay. So through forgiveness and of some have compassion, you will enter into page 304. Wait till the seventh thunders utter their voices to that group who can hand the word there. Well, you're handing the word. You're able to handle brotherly kindness. Amen. And forgiveness. Amen. Okay. So it takes a live voice first. Add the word. And we're back to the word now, see? And then because brotherly kindness opens the door to charity. See, but you must live the word first. So before you ever be adopted by charity, you got to live faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godly, brotherly kindness. So you can't get around it. And it's alien with the seven spirits. Kind of slow there. Hey, you're kind of dull. I'm going to tell you flat out. You are dull. Period. After all this revelation, and you sit there numb. I guess that's why I'm sick. You may be seated. My God. You must live the word first. Add. Okay. Now you know how to bind the devil. Because the Elohim revelation has exposed that religious spirit. That religious spirit would tell you, look what they did to you. And I ain't gonna do nothing. After all, they gotta repent. There's a religious spirit. But now you know better, don't you? So you gotta do what? What they did to you, what the sister did to you, what the brother did to you, what do? You may be seated. You forgive him, you forgive her. Otherwise, your heavenly Father cannot forgive you in the bride word age. You'll never hear thunder. So we come to the junction of time, the seventh junction. So the third phase, adoption, time, brotherly, Joseph perfection, the bride age, and is here. And so now you know how to bind Satan, because he gets in here with his demons and gets everybody hateful and everything, don't want to forgive. But you know what to do now. So what does that do? That takes the death. To know that you are right and the person's wrong and you forgive them anyway. That's a death. Amen. Well, when you begin to do that, then you understand what God wanted you to do after Job 38 through 42. He wants you to come down. Now catch this here, because you, as a group, you haven't really caught it yet. Job 38 through 42. I hate myself and repent in dust and ashes. What is that? That's abhorrence of good self. Not bad self, because you're supposed to be a Christian. You're not even supposed to have bad self. So what self are we talking about? Talking about you. You may be seated. So friends, you got to come to the realization that we are nothing. And the Elohim Inspiration 1981, 82 tapes to let you know who God is, and you are nothing beside God. We are to know who we are and to know who Satan is. He's given us the secret revelation how to get our good self out of the way. Brother Coleman, I still don't get that yet. Yeah, I know you don't, because you think I'm talking about the bad self, and I'm not. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you who pay tithes, you who shout, you who worship. I'm talking about you minister, you deacon, usher, elder, song leader, sound man, musician. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you that don't bother nobody. Don't even spit on the sidewalk. I'm talking to you. I'm not talking about fornication. I'm not talking about adultery. I'm not talking about smoking, drinking, smoking pot. I'm not talking about that. That is not even a Christian. But I'm talking about you good Christians. You have to die. Now, maybe you're getting a revelation of what I'm talking about. You may be seated. Did you get that? I'm talking about ministers, elders, deacons, everybody. Pay your tithes, offerings, do all kind of good deeds. And I'm talking to you. Like Daniel, his good self, his comeliness. Daniel, when he met the Lord, it was corruption. Are you understanding this? And all that you do good is corruption. That's what I'm talking about. You're nothing. Now we're talking about the third phase, aren't we? You can't go in there with a good self. You may be seated. So you will say, sure, my bad self needs to be put away. I don't smoke and drink and all like that. I don't do that, fornicating, adultery, no, ungodliness, no. But if I'm doing that, I'll get rid of him. No. You get rid of good self. That's what you're going to get rid of. So God is trying to kill good self that we might die out. And when we do, then God can pour in the fire baptism. God is a consuming fire, and he's going to burn out good self. Paul said, it's not I who live, but Christ in me. We are not, God is not interested in you parading around with good self. I is holy. I pay my tithes. Forget it. We're not talking about that. We're talking about that self-righteous Christian. Self-righteous. I live in a small town. I didn't do nothing. But you got a good self in that small town. That's got to die. Okay. I come from the island. And we are holy. That's got to die. Okay, what island you come from? That's got to die. That's still good self. Amen. You may be seated. Are we having a good time this morning, huh? Hey! Glory! Amen. Now, you know you're talking to the pastor now, right? If I'm going down, got one foot up on the earth, this is what I preach. Amen. So, maybe seated. God is a consuming fire. He's going to burn out good self. There won't be nothing left of us. It will be Christ in us, bride fully manifested. Then you will come from a young man to the fathers on the third pull. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm beginning to feel good now. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. I finally feel like something's getting in there. And then you'll be able to go to the fathers. You may be seated for adoption time to know him from the beginning. Maybe seated. So true brotherly kindness, forgiveness, and then kill good self. Then you'll be getting into bride material. Then you begin to add to your faith and so forth. Amen. If you do these things, then surely Elohim will return in power unto you in the time of life in July. You hear what I said? As dynamics to your mechanics. So now, that seventh seal we know is the seal of life. And our masterpiece, I'm just going to watch my time. I don't want to take up too much time here. Are you understand what I'm talking about here now? Okay. Masterpiece, 1964, page 27. Notice here the life that was in the stalk, tassel, all now ends up in the seed. The life came right through and went into seed. The life, and that life is being put into you March, April, May, June. Promise. And that's what I'm doing this morning. The life that come out of the original seed, day of Pentecost, that got to come back. And that's what we've been doing with these promises here. An original seed come up through different processes. Three different processes. Now watch the prophet here. and then turns back to its original condition. Hallelujah. And it's the prophet. Oh my, I am the happiest person in the world that God would let me see this. This was a thunder. This was a hidden mystery. And that's what's being given to you. Not to a church member. The prophet is thanking God that God let him see that revelation. Maybe see it. How Paul, Arrhenius, Martin, Columba, they had the seed and they were coming on to adoption. The seed was kept falling in the ground. Then they finally went in the ground with Rome and with Luther and came up a blade. Then a tassel, Wesley, of course, Chuck Pentecost. And the life went right through there. You see? So, you know, I'll tell you a little story. Maybe this might strike you. Talking to a couple of ministers, and so we're having lunch. No, we're having breakfast. And I said, well, brother, I said, the seed is green and the shuck is green. I said, you know, the poor seed don't know no better. It's all because it's dormant in the winter. And ain't nothing happening. So, and everybody thinks they are in the message. So the shuck is just pure nasty and mean and evil. And then the seed didn't know no better. So therefore, they would be the same way. They would retaliate back in the message I'm talking about. So then I told the brother, I said, well, brother, I explained this to him. I said, but one day that green seed is going to turn golden brown. And that green shuck, the greenness is the life that was in it. And one day, all around 2000, 1, 2, 3, 4, that green life will leave that shuck. All right. And about that time, brotherly kindness and death, the good self, will strike. Amen. Praise God. So you may be seated. So the brother says, Brother Joe, I have an appointment at 1 p.m. God bless you. He was gone. So I ran him away on purpose. I wanted to enjoy my breakfast. Amen. Okay. So the prophet's so happy that God let him see this. I wonder if you're happy too. Okay. Notice the life that was in the husk, in the stalk, in the tassel, in the husk, all gathers in the seed. And the life that was in the stalk, one went to make the other. Justification made a way for sanctification. Sanctification made a way for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, Pentecost. The baptism of the Holy Ghost, those who have it now, made a way for the Holy Ghost itself to come right down in perfection and back to the Word again. Amen. To manifest itself. Amen. You got it now? So that's where we are. So then he speaks about it, it'll stand alone, the bridegroom, rejected of men, despised, rejected of the churches. The bride stands that way. What is it? It's his masterpiece. See, it's the word that he can work through, make manifest, rejected. It'll always be rejected. So the tassel and husk never become seed, no, but are all the time becoming more like the seed. Now at the harvest time, now, the seed is back to its original life, back to the Bible. Malachi 4 said it would be brought that way. Now you understand why I said back to the Bible, back to the Word. Now here's why. Must have all. To be this way, it must have all of the Word. And we had to get the original life coming, being packed in here through the revelation of Elohim. In order to be mature. Amen. Now, what did he say in Revelation 10 that would take place? Why was the trip to Tucson to open to the church? In the days of the messenger of the seventh angel message, the whole word of God would be made manifest. Now watch, the seal, which is the seventh, that what all the stalk has left off and why and all about it would be made manifest in this time. Amen. See what the message is now? What they left off. Amen. And why they left it off. In this time, is that what the word said? Then we see it. Then where are we at? See, where are we at? There's only one thing. The harvest is here. She's dead right. She's ready now for the coming. Notice that never at the harvest time, here we are, right now, as we get ready to go down here to Pinheiros in July, at the harvest time, the seed is back to its original condition and must have all of the word in order to be the seed. And that's what's going on now. All of the words being packed into you. In order for you to be the seed, you may be seated. Now you cannot have half of seed. It won't grow. It's got to be the whole seed. Now watch. It's got to not manifest and say, I believe in the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I believe in speaking in tongues. And I'll just add this. I believe in the seven thunders. Hallelujah. The whole word. That's just part of the seed. But now there's added to that. Now watch to that. Hallelujah. The life, not the gifts. The life of the gifts. See what I mean? We're at the end time, brethren. There you are. We're talking about life, faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness. Galatians 5, life, forgiveness, brotherly kindness, worship, praise God, life. Not some dead church member sitting there clapping their hands and won't say nothing. You've been created to worship God. Amen. Page 33, you may be seated. The word has become flesh, exactly like he promised in St. Luke 17, Malachi 4, see, right. And then he said also on that page, he says, the first ministry and the last ministry is the same. The first message and the second last is the same. I was in Alpha. He said, I was in Alpha. Then he said, I am in Omega. He's in Omega. Now, right now, he's here, the word. And when he can move through here and get some people to catch brotherly kindness and forgiveness, and then you see him manifested. There'll be a day, it won't be called day and night, but even time it shall be light. Alpha and Omega has become the first and the last. Oh my, we could spend hours on that. Well, church, I want to cut off here. I'm very tired. I'm just trying to get this over to you. If anything got home to you, I hope something did. Amen. Praise God. Because you cannot get anything unless you hit that requirement. And that's my burden this morning. Okay, spoken word, the original seed, book 1, page 48. Brother Brown speaking about, because the elected one and the word staying with the elected one, Abraham, and what kind of work did he do? And then he's speaking about how Abraham, his name was Abraham, not Abram. And then he speaks there, but I'm trying to get here to save time. Say, where, the angel said, where is Sarah? Not Sarai, Sarah, where is thy wife Sarah? Like he didn't know, said, she's in the tent behind you. He said, I'm going to visit you. I, personal pronoun, I'm going to visit you according to the time of life. And you're going to have that baby that you waited on, the latter rain is fixing to fall. So he tied the ladder rein into the Sarah in the tent. You got it? Now watch. You have hold that seed in there long enough now on believing. And you held it long enough on believing. Now it's got to be manifested. And you're looking for a coming son, and he's coming. That's the real church today, the elected seed. You've been looking for him, and I'm going to send him to you. Who said that? The word. Maybe seated. Well, let me get to this harvest there, and I think I'll cut it off there. There's a man that could turn on the light. Page 29, paragraph 151. He's speaking about the sun and how the same sun gets stronger and stronger, which you know. The sun comes today, gets a little stronger each day now. It'll get a little stronger as, from January to February to March, and a little stronger until finally the wheat that's laying there, it'll go to taking life. After a while, it's been through the winter. There's nothing. Also around March, it'll go to taking life. And March 21st, this is my beloved son who I'm well pleased to dwell. You start taking life. Amen. If you go to taking life, the life will come up. Then a little stronger, March, April, May, June, July, she's in the harvest. You see the same sun shining today in January, December, that's up there bathing that snow and melting down on that grain, bringing in water. It's the same sun. But but that wheat could not live in that same sunlight in June. Can't do it. The sun comes a little stronger each day, and the grain should be a little more matured to receive the sunlight. In other words, after March, April, May, and June, the grain should be a little more matured to receive the sunlight of the hot sunlight of July. So, COD, Seven Church Ages, page 965, paragraph 204. Like the other day, I got something mixed up. I happened to hear it. I caught it right there. It's on the tape. I'll probably hear from it. When I was talking about the seven trumpets, I said it was seven trumpets. I was referring to the Pentecostal feast. From the Pentecostal feast until the trumpets, there was seven Sabbaths. So don't try to understand this here. Seventh Sabbath was between the feast of Passover to Pentecost, you see, which made the 50 days. But I was referring to being that. I said that means the seven church ages. Now, did you understand that? I don't think so. But just listen to what he's saying here. So now Brother Bram is correcting this because he said something here, but he applied it over there. You see, on that tape, if you happen to get it or anything on that tape, it should be that the seventh month after that brought in the Feast of the Trumpets, which meant the seven church ages, 7 months, not seven Sabbaths. I did explain it on there. I said the seven Sabbaths like that. But then I carried that same thought on over when it's the seventh month after the Feast of the Passover or at the Feast of Pentecost. Then come the feast after the sheaf was brought in weighed, you see. Remember there. Now, the sheaf turns into a loaf of bread after that time. Amen. One sheaf. Then all goes to one loaf. It's a great teaching there. I didn't touch the edge of it. Now watch. But if you happen to catch that on your tape, remember, look in the Bible. You see, it's 7 months after that. Count off 7 months. January, February, March, April, May, June, July. It would be July, 7 months, which represents the full seven church ages. Some minister might pick that up, and then you would have it. Do you have it? Are you looking for July? You looking for Penn Harris? Are you ready to shout? Well, praise God. Amen. So now, do you understand what I've been saying? You may be seated. More, other words, the winter, nothing since 1966, nothing. Winter. Why would the farmer come out 1966 through 2000? There's nothing there. Cold winter. Brother Bram said it. Christ revealed his own word. You have a dreadful time to go through. Dismal. That's right. It's the winter, and the seed is in the ground. But come March, April, May, June, July, Elohim. You got it now? So the same God that put you in March, April, May, and June to put the food value into you, that same God will put you in July and put the hot sun there. Amen. So, you may be seated. So therefore, the farmer does not go out even in March, April, May, and June. He still don't go out. And I was down there. I was blessed to be at your brother Tommy Dillard's house, 1970, and I saw actual harvest. And I watched him around July 1st. He came out. He began to go here, and then he went over there, just plucking. You see, looking for a ripe seed. So I was fascinated. I watched him every day. I didn't move from there. I had to see that. So then finally around July 6th or 7th, he came out. Oh, he went over there. He went over there quickly. He signaled for the reapers. Amen. Yes, sir. So I saw that. And I asked Brother Bill Kiffer, he's passed on. I said, Brother Bill, why did they start at 2 p.m. and they were finished at 12 o'clock at night? Why did they have to do it like that? It's finished. He said, because down in there is false anointed, is weeds. And when the hot July sun hits it with signs and wonders, those weeds will shoot right up. Thus saith the Lord. Gotta have something ready for them. Michael will be here. Christ. Amen. Okay. You got it? Now you understand now? You may be seated. And he told me, I said, well, how come some of the fields are weak? He says, well, he says, and some are strong. He says, because the strong wheat fields, he says, well, the word is preached in there, and it keeps those weeds out of there. Oh, you're so mean. No, I'm keeping the weeds out of here. I ain't mean. But you got a revelation now that I'm not mean. Because you didn't know what was even going on. But now you have to get rid of your own demons. I ain't got no more time to do that. I have to preach to the bride. I ain't got no time to take care of your demons. You pull your sword out and you go after your own personal Philistine. You go in your own closet. You go in your own basement. I'm not going down there. You do it. When that sister calls you on the phone and starts gossiping, you tell her to shut up. Not me, you. Uh-huh. That's your own demons. Well, praise God. Well, amen. Praise God. Well, friends, you understand something today? Okay. Well, now, God's provided a place of worship. Luther Wesley Pentecostal, you may be seated. they had the dynamics and mechanics together for their day. And Brother Branham said, what about our day? The church should be prayed up, ready to go out to meet God with every blessing for the bride in her. And then he said on page 25, he said here, the church will come through justification, through Luther, through sanctification, through Wesley, through the baptism of the Holy Ghost or the Pentecostals, and grow right on into the perfection of the Son of Man, that when husband and wife will be the same self persons, God will be so manifested into his bride, his church, till they will both be the same. They are one. Now you see where we're at? Now, who's going to do this, friends? Well, here's where we're at. 1 Thessalonians 4:16, of course, you know what it is. Jesus does all three. That was the thunder on that rapture tape. So the shout, of course, was Elohim, because revealing the word, taking us back to the word and all the hidden mysteries. And now we're at the voice of the archangel. Yeah. Last night's tape, Charity, I put it there because Charity is Michael. Yeah. The voice of the archangel. Yeah. Charity is Christ. So on Christ revealing his own word, here's your promise. Page 19 and 20. See, down through the age, we start off from the foundation. From the first church age, when the seed went in the ground, the complete seed. Then they come up through the feet, Luther, come back through Wesley, Pentecostals. The tongues and the lips, now it's in the eyes. Prophetic of Malachi 4 and so forth. Do you understand it now? Prophetic eyes, Malachi 4, shout, first phase of the threefold seventh seal. You got it now? He bringing the message, the shout of the king. That's eyes, prophetic. And now there's nothing else left for it to come but him, himself, to step into that, because that's the last thing there is. The next is the intelligence. And we have no intelligence of our own. It's his. We have no sight of our own. How can a man foresee these things? He can't do it. It's God himself. It's becoming to a place. And he's governing the body all the way through. Then the complete body of Christ is revealed in the form of a bride that will be taken out of his side like Adam did at the beginning. And there we are. Now, you understand that now? Malachi 4 was the eye time. There's nothing left but the intelligence. And that's the middle part. Okay? God stretched his tent, Jesus Christ, to the earth. Okay. Page 39, here is it. It's in here twice. And this is a thunder here. Because nobody knew this. It's a hidden mystery. You can't see with your hands, yet it's part of the body. You can't see with the ears, yet it can hear. You can't see with the nose, it smells. You can't see with the lips, though it speaks. That was the Pentecost age. But now, it's in the eye time, the seeing, Malachi 4. Now, there isn't one moving faculty beyond the eye. Is that right? The next is the intelligence, which is Christ itself. Here we are, who controls the whole body. No moving beyond that. Everything else has moved. So he will be here to control this church. He will be veiled in the fivefold ministry, speaking the truth in love, telling you, be no more babies, be no more children. Oh, well, we're here. Amen. So now, Christ the intelligence may be seated, the voice of the archangel, Charity adopts you, then it becomes Charity, the voice of the archangel. And you will understand today's message, because now you will understand today's message. I'm getting ready, I'm finished. Because you will become a young man, stop being a child, a little children, and in your place of trying, 2 Peter 1:4-7, pressing on to know him, then adopted as a father and set out in the kingdom as a manifested son. So starting today with a revelation to kill good self and manifest brotherly kindness and forgiveness, then you can press on. And you're pressing on. Amen. You can press on to do what? To know him from the beginning. I want to share a dream with you. This dream, a sister in Brother Musgrove's church had it June 8th, 2 weeks ago. Dear Brother Musgrove, this is a dream I had on the date June 8th, 2004, around 5:30 in the morning. In the dream, several of us from the church, and I distinctly remember Brother Mike and Sister Lori Jackson in the dream, and my sister Kim. We were at a house that was in disorder, and it had just and had dust and dirt everywhere. But then we cleaned it all up and swept the dirt out, and we were admiring how nice the house looked. When I looked on the shelf, and found some gold coins that had been hidden behind all the dust and dirt. Not just one coin, but seven or eight gold coins. On the wall was a calendar that was turned to the 1970s, but I can't remember which year exactly. In a dream now, I then remembered that the Seven Thunders was revealed to Brother Coleman in 1974. We started rejoicing over the coins, and someone suggested that we call everyone else, you know, call your neighbor, come rejoice with us. Amen. And we call everyone else and let them know what we found so they could come and rejoice with us. I picked up the coins in my hand, said to my sister Kim, I never knew we were this rich all these years. I wonder if you know how rich you are. Yeah. Did you let your coins get full of dust? Huh? Or your books lay on your shelf full of dust? You don't know how rich you are. I picked up the coins in my hand and said to my sister Kim, I never knew we were this rich all these years. When I woke up, I had such a peace and joy in my heart, knowing, watch, it can't be long until we see a full manifestation of Christ in his bride. God bless you, Sister Rhonda Barker. Well, God bless you, church. To know him from the beginning. There we are. I wonder if a group can come out of here today, and we can go down to Penn Harris and tell everybody, come and rejoice with us. We found the lost coin. What's the lost coin, Brother Coleman? Brotherly kindness, forgiveness, loss, the power of God. Brotherly kindness brings on the power of God. Pray for me, because I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing now. I cannot go to Penn Harris in this condition, so I have to be healed. So I don't know what's going to be. I just take every day by faith. So God bless you. Pray for me. Amen.